At the entrance to the nearest apartment building, I found the buzzer for his apartment. Pat's, L. The apartment complex was beginning to stir. A few residents straggled out to their cars or to make the short walk to Dunkin' Donuts just down the street. Most wore business clothes. One woman coming out of Pat's building held the door open for me politely. There is no better disguise for a stalker in the suburbs than to present oneself as a clean-shaven Caucasian in jogging clothes. But I declined with a thankful expression. What would I do inside the building? Knock on Pat's door? No, not yet, at least. The idea was only just forming in my head that Jonathan's approach was too timid. He was thinking too much like a defense lawyer, content to put the Commonwealth to its burden, win it on cross, poke a few holes in LeJudas's case, then argue to the jury that, yes, there was some evidence against Jacob, but it wasn't enough. I preferred to attack, always. To be fair, this was a misinterpretation of what Jonathan had said and badly underestimated him. But I knew, and Jonathan surely did as well, that the better strategy is to offer the jury an alternative narrative. The jurors would want to know naturally if Jacob did not do it, who did? We had to offer them a story to satisfy that craving. We humans are swayed more by stories than by abstract concepts like burden of proof or presumed innocent. We are pattern-seeking, storytelling animals, and have been since we began drawing on cave walls. Pat's would be our story. That sounds calculating and dishonest, I realize, as if the whole thing was a matter of trial tactics, so let me add that in this case the counter-narrative happened to be true. Pat's actually did do it. I knew it. It was only a matter of showing the jury the truth. That was all I ever wanted with respect to Pat's, to follow the evidence, play it straight, as I always had. You will say I'm protesting too much, making myself sound too virtuous, arguing my own case to a jury. Well, I acknowledge the illogic. Pat's did it because Jacob did not. But the illogic was not apparent to me then. I was the boy's father. And the fact is, I was right to suspect Pat's.